Oh, they're just wonderful. I mean, they're easy to eat. They're a wonderful snack. I can sit down and eat a whole bag myself, you know.
Pauline Beeson's a grape junkie. Good thing she's produce manager for Ozark Natural Foods, because she's free to taste and choose all sorts of grape varieties for her patrons.
We get in 4 different kinds during the year. I'm sorry, 5 usually. General varieties, red, green, black, champagne, and Concord.
And with each passing year, Thiessen says she sees more unique varieties provided by wholesale fruit suppliers. Thanks to our global supply chain, we can purchase grapes year-round now. In early winter, we enjoy Peruvian and Chilean table grapes. In spring, they're shipped from Mexico. And come summer, we're eating California grapes.
The flame grapes are probably our best-selling one. And so we always get those every year. But I know that people are constantly trying to find something different.
Grape breeders at the University of Arkansas Agriculture Experiment Station in Clarksville have for years attempted to grow exceptional Arkansas table grapes for the commercial market. But grapes are fussy. They prefer hot and dry conditions, the so-called Mediterranean climate found in places like the San Joaquin Valley in Central California. Still, says horticulture professor Dr. John Clark, certain Arkansas varieties have developed a hardiness and disease resistance due to our variable climate and are among the sweetest grapes in the nation.
The background on it is the Arkansas material is a hybrid of Vitis labrusca, which is the native eastern grape, hybridized over the years with Vitis vinifera, which is the European, or actually more from the Middle East is where it came from, which is what's grown in California. So the work here required the interspecific hybrids to be able to combine the adaptation of the eastern labrusca to the quality of the vinifera.
One unique hybrid, identified as A-2409, also yielded an unusually long tubular berry resembling a fat red chili pepper. But A-2409 was plagued by problems, so breeders crushed the project. Fast forward to 2002, Clark and his colleagues start what they hope might be a lucrative venture with Dr. David Kane, a grape breeder with a newly formed private table grape breeding firm, International Fruit Genetics, in California. Kane had heard about A2409 and sought a breeding agreement to take back some genetic material in the form of remnant cuttings.
Dr. Kane was interested in that because he knew that new product development, like any product, it has to be something unique. So he attained A2409 in the breeding agreement with the Division of Agriculture Fruit Program, used that as a parent, and that's where the trademark Witch Fingers grape came from.
Witch Fingers, a cross between a public variety and A2409, yields clusters of elongated reddish-purple seedless grapes that curl and point in various directions.
The Witch Finger grape is licensed to a production company called The Grapery. The Grapery is based in Bakersfield, California.
It's funny, our breeder didn't even want me to plant the grape. It is so visually striking, and every customer I showed the variety to out of the breeding block, they just went crazy. Or they said, oh, that would be so much fun to have in our stores. People would love that. You have to plant it.
That's Jim Beagle, CEO of The Grapery, who, with founder Jack Pandall, seek to develop, farm, and market new grape varieties. In 2000, The Grapery and Sunridge Nursery formed International Fruit Genetics. The Grapery licensed A2409 from the U of A to cross-pollinate and soon was cultivating a trial block of the unusual purple tubular grapes.
It's a difficult variety to farm. It has shatter, which is what we call when grapes detach from the stems easily. If it gets too ripe, it starts to wrinkle up and dehydrate pretty badly. It's not the prettiest color. It doesn't develop a uniform color in the berries. It has a very short shelf life. It's got all these problems. It doesn't yield very well, so the economics get a little tricky as a farmer. But every customer who's seen it just goes absolutely crazy over it.
The Grapery's test marketing Witch Fingers at Gelson's, a specialty market in L.A., as well as with the various mom-and-pop grocery stores out east. The retail cost? Around $8 a pound. grapery breeders have pressed on, sensing an opportunity.
We found that we've been able to get some of the flavors of the things that are native to the southeastern United States into some seedless, thin-skinned, crunchy grapes. And sometimes we come up with things that are unexpected. We have our first commercial variety that will come out of this program sourced from that material. It was interesting when we first saw it on the vine, it tasted, some people thought it tasted like toffee. And you got to remember it's, you know, 95 to 100 degrees outside here and the fruit's very warm when we pick it off the vine. What was interesting, when we took it into the cold storage and cooled it down, the flavor actually changed and it tastes just like cotton candy.
Intensely sweet, but these are long, plump, green grapes.
And it's amazing. You know, I can tell people about it, but until you taste it, you just don't understand. It's not a hint of cotton candy. It really tastes like cotton candy. And it holds that flavor for months in the cold storage. So once it changes after it comes off the vine, it stays that way.
Grapery is now cultivating large plots of both witch fingers and cotton candy table grapes to bring to commercial market by 2013. And U of A grape research scientists at the University of Arkansas Fayetteville are very much enjoying the fruits of their labor. Dr. John Clark.
This is a real achievement not done before in table grapes in that it has a flavor that is cotton candy-like.
Candy grapes. Sold at a store near you someday. Maybe these guys could work to improve that bland Cavendish banana. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.